He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Well, hello, everyone. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We are coming to you live and in color from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. Welcome, everyone. We're on show number 283, and I am glad to be back from CES. We had a fantastic show there for 3 days, did broadcasting for 2 days, and if you'd like to check out some of the interviews and some of the hoopla that went on there, just go to my website, which is www.thegadgetprofessor.com, and if you start scrolling down, you will see all the blogs and a lot of the action that took place, some of the insane things that we saw, and there were a lot of them. And actually, if you want to watch the interviews, you can go to livestream.com, and just put in the Gadget Professor, and you'll see, I think, something like 60-some interviews. And I may post them back here. I'm not sure. They're on my Facebook page. That would be Facebook / The Gadget Professor. So you can check that all out. And, of course, if you want to email me, you can do that 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at TheGadgetProfessor@gmail.com, TheGadgetProfessor@gmail.com. I am a tad behind, believe it or not, on my email because I was away for several days preparing for CES and then actually in Vegas. But we're back now, and things have quasi-settled down. A lot of paperwork. I actually have to post 60-some videos, and I'm in the process of doing that. So thank you so much for tuning in to the Gadget Professor Show. I had quite a few viewers watching the show live, as well as all around the world watching it, because it was streamed internationally. So that was a blast and a lot of fun. Today, we have an interesting gadget, and I actually saw this and sampled it and used it at CES. This device is called the iClip Grip Pro, and this is quite a nice device. We're going to set it through its paces, and this is put out by IK Multimedia, and I did actually two interviews with the rep from that company, and she is awesome, Star Ackerman. She's just a great lady and very knowledgeable and a lot of fun to work with. So Star will be back on this show to show just a small smattering of IK Multimedia products. But today we're going to take a cool look at this gadget. So let's get right into it, actually. This is the IK Multimedia Grip. And what this is primarily used for, it's a multifunctional smartphone video stand with a Bluetooth shutter. So this grip is totally portable, as you can see, and it comes with a Bluetooth controller, which is right here, and this actually pops right off, and this will work with both the Android and the iPhone, either one, and they have separate buttons. So if you're an iPhone user, you use this one. If you're a Droid user, you will use that one, and it actually pairs quite nicely with your Bluetooth functionality on either phone. And what's nice is they put a little wedge there, as you can see, and then right here they have a clip, like a little T, and this just basically hangs right on that, like so. So it's a very convenient holder and a great way to have that multifunction capability. This is primarily used, it's a stand, it's a tripod stand, and it's great for using selfies, and it has a lot of functionality. This is used for smartphones, compact video cameras. You can use your GoPro with this, audio field recorders, and pretty much anything that you can mount on a standard tripod mount. This grip has four accessories in one. It's a desktop tripod, which we can actually see, and it's also a grip handler, so this actually folds down like so. I'm going to remove this button for a second here, and we'll put this up. But what's nice about this is its locking feature. If you turn it, these feet actually lock into place, and they don't separate. If you turn it this way, counterclockwise, everything will separate and fold out. And Of course, it's a wonderful selfie stick, as you can see here, and we'll take a look at that on camera one. This is what it looks like extended, and of course on the top here there's a standard tripod mount, and there's a wonderful iClip grip here. And what you're going to do, no matter what kind of phone you have, and I happen to have the Plus, the big boy, this actually will just go like that, and it does a great job, and it holds it in place. It's not going to come off. So fantastic grip, and of course it's all rotatable. You can put it down or wherever you want, and there's a locking key in the back. You just turn that and that will hold that in place. So if you want a selfie stick, you know, you can just tip this up and you can do your selfies, or if you want to shrink it down, you just twist it halfway and you could shrink it pretty much wherever you want this to stay. And then if you don't want the selfie, as I said, just squeeze in these legs here and just twist it, and everything locks in place. So this is a wonderful, wonderful tool. It actually, let's take a look at the webpage here. This actually will extend, it will hold any smartphone with or without a case, and with screen sizes from 3.5 to 6 inches. It also features the standard mounting system that we just talked about. For small cameras like the GoPro or your compact digital cameras, they all work quite well with this device. So as you can see here, here's four different configurations that this device will provide for you. The desktop grip that we saw, the hand stabilizer, if you just hold this like so, I mean, it's really stable. If we want to go into the extended selfie look, we can do that right here, and that works really nice. And this is very sturdy. It's not a piece of junk. It's really well made. And then last but not least, you'll see the tripod adapter. So it's very versatile. Here's the four positions that it would be in. It actually comes with the strap if you want to put it on your wrist. This iClip, this one component right here, is just fantastic. There's springs inside this, and they put a lot of tension on that. It's not junk. It's not some of the notched out plastic that you click down and down, and then when you let go, the phone falls out. This really puts a tight grip on it. It's very, very, very well made. No question about it. And it also extends. The other thing that's nice about this little device right here, which is just a turnkey, if you unscrew it, this will actually rotate in any direction that you want, and if you want to go vertical or horizontal, it's easy to do. So it's virtually totally adjustable to whatever position you want, and that's why I like it. Very well made, kind of like football helmet plastic. I'm not sure exactly what they call it, but this device is really cool, and it folds down into a very small, handleable, compact device that you can just put in your pocket, literally. So I think you will really, really like that. And in terms of cost, very reasonable. You can buy these on Amazon for $60, and it's well worth it. So I highly, highly, highly recommend the iClip Grip Pro. Make sure you get the Grip Pro. It's about $60. You will not be unhappy with this. You'll be hard-pressed to find another device that gives you the functionality at this price. And quite frankly, once you use this clip, you will never use anything else. It's that good. All right, let's pick up a little bit with some CES news. As I mentioned earlier in the show, you can watch all 60 interviews, if you're so inclined, at livestream.com. And basically what you do is you go into Livestream and put in the Gadget Professor show. And when you do that, you'll actually see all the videos there. And you can watch them.
About five minutes. And we have a jam-packed day for you.
So I'm going to scroll forward here.
But what they the security cameras. It is a real problem in the industry. The Wi-Fi drops the camera.
All right, so you get the general concept here. Let me turn the audio off here. You can watch all these interviews on live stream. And actually, you know what? I'll have this in the show notes, so you don't have to write this down. But you can watch everything that was conducted at CES that I did all on the live stream feed. And I think that you will enjoy that. The other thing that you may want to do is you may want to follow me on Twitter. And that would be @GadgetProfessor. And if you're really into gadgets, you want to check out this Rebel Mouse page. This is updated literally by the minute, and every single gadget that comes out, electronic or otherwise, computer-wise, I'm just refreshing the screen, and this is going to bring up everything in the last 5 minutes. You'll see some insane things, and I mean insane things here. This is a real fun page. Also, I am a quasi-professional photographer, if you will, and I got all kinds of crazy photos that I've taken during the day. Actually, here was a sunset that I took 2 days ago in Arizona. Absolutely breathtaking. It looked like the sky was on fire. All this you'll find on my Rebel Mouse page, and a lot of it you'll find on the Facebook page, so definitely check that out. I think you'll enjoy that a lot. All right. Let's take a look at some apps of the day, and the first one that we have is a Photo Scan by Google. Now, this app, you might think it's a little weird, and why am I talking about this? Well, if you ever had a situation where you wanted to scan in a photo, there's actually Photo Scan software, which is free on both the Droid and the Apple platform, the iOS platform, that does a better job of scanning in photos than just taking your camera and aiming at them, and they're both free. This one is put out by the Google Store. It's called Photo Scan by Google Photos. Photo Scan is a new scanner app from Google Photos that lets you scan and save your favorite photos using your cameras, your smartphone's camera. So this will definitely cut down significantly on any glare that you have. And again, it's also available on the iOS. It's called Photo Scan by Google Photos, and you can put it on either system that you have. It makes a big difference, and you will find that the photos are richer, better contrast, and it really significantly cuts down on the glare. So it's all done through the app. The apps are totally free, so check that out. And now I'm going to mention a couple weather apps, and I know everybody has their weather on their smartphone, but these apps are specialty apps, and these apps do a great job of keeping you informed minute by minute or location by location. One of the better ones out there, and again, it's on the Google Play Store or the Apple Store, is a it's Weather Underground. This is the world's most accurate weather service, pinpointed to any microclimate. Check current conditions and forecasts with data points from 200,000 personal weather stations across the globe, and it has community features including cloud reports, webcams, and wonder photos, and more. It's a great app. I use it all the time when I travel. It's extremely accurate. Another one is called Storm. This is the ultimate app to have by your side when your safety depends upon it. This gives you the highest resolution available on a smartphone of your radar animations, which are really cool to watch. And it gives you the past data and the future data, so you definitely want to do that. Actually, airplane pilots use this app. It's called Storm, and I think that you will definitely like it. Another app that's equally as good is called Dark Sky, and this is hyper local weather. I happened to use this app 2 days ago when I was coming back from CES, because we go pretty much the tip of Nevada. We go past the Hoover Dam, which is cool as could be, and then we drive all the way down into the Scottsdale area. But Dark Sky is the most accurate source of hyperlocal weather information. With down-to-the-minute forecast, you'll know exactly when the rain will start or stop, or the snow is going to start or stop, or windstorms or whatever it may be. And this thing is insanely accurate. And if I'm traveling, and I'm going to be doing some traveling this weekend, I will definitely use this app, and actually a combination of the other ones. So these are good apps to know about, especially if you're traveling or even in your local area. If you want to know when a storm is going to hit, this is what you would use. Now, this app is kind of an interesting app. This is called it's called Blumenthal's Rapid SEO Tool, and it's not really SEO, it's SEO tool. And SEO is kind of a misunderstood term, if you will. It really stands for search engine optimization. And you're saying, "Wow, what is that? What do I need that for?" Well, if you don't run a business or have a website, you don't really need to know what SEO is or even worry about it. But if you have a business or you have a web page or a hobby web page and you want to be seen, you really need to know quite a bit about SEO. And this will, what this refers to is how your site is ranked versus your competition. And it's very important that you optimize every website to the maximum of your ability, or pay someone to do it for you so you can get higher in the search engines. And the reason you want to get ranked higher in the search engines is people will be more apt to search for your business and see you than if you're not search engine optimized. So it's basically helping you position your website in relationship to everybody else. And that's important, because the more visitors you get at the website, in theory, actually, in fact, the more business you will do. So this app is just for that purpose. Rapid SEO Tool is a unique search engine optimization and positioning monitor software. It's designed to ease the task of improving web page position on search results. It will literally look at your web page code and suggest what can be improved to get better results. Now, you can pay a professional literally hundreds of thousands of dollars. I know for a fact, anybody who watches the Gadget Professor show doesn't have hundreds of thousands of dollars. As a matter of fact, if you're watching the Gadget Professor show, you're probably broke like me. So why do I mention SEO tools at all? And the answer is, I don't know. It's a cool tool. I use it. I like it. And of course, it's free. So let's move on here. Now, this one is something that you probably should take note of. This is called CyberGhost. And what CyberGhost is it's a VNP. And it's a virtual private network is what VNP stands for. So if you want to be secure when you're surfing on the internet, or when you're doing transactions through your checking account, or you're making some other type of financial transaction, or you're doing something where you don't want anybody to see what you're doing, whatever it may be, you should use a VPN, particularly when you are not in your home and you are out at the stadium or at a bar or at the airport especially. This is a free piece of software. You can upgrade to a professional version, but this is trusted by 10 million users. It's a one-click solution for all your digital needs. What this will allow you to do is to surf anonymously. It will unblock streaming websites. In other words, if you are in, let's just say you're in Canada and you want to watch ESPN on the web in the United States, it won't let you. But if you use the VPN, it kind of scrambles things. Let's just leave it at that, and it will allow you to watch things. It will also protect, which is the most important thing, your internet connection, your Wi-Fi connection. That's very important. And there are a bunch of other things that you can do with this particular piece of software. And it's totally free, and I think a year subscription is like $30 for the pro model. So definitely something you want to check out. And as I said, the free version actually is going to be pretty good and do most of what you need. That would be my guess. So here's another app that I think you'll find really, really helpful. Did you ever send out an email and you wonder if the person has read it or not? This particular piece of software, and it's relatively new, will do just that for you. It's called Get Notify, and I just started to use it. It's kind of interesting. What this will do is, did you ever wonder whether or not the email that you sent gets read by the recipient? Well, we notify you, we meaning Get Notify, will notify you when the email that you sent gets read by the recipient. And this is a cool thing to have happen. You will now get a verification, and it's actually a legal verification, that someone has actually read the email. So what this essentially does, and it's totally free, it gives you free email tracking. It will track the links in your email itself as to where it landed. It will track how long your email was read, and that's extraordinary. Did they open it for 5 minutes? Did they open it for 10 minutes? Did they open it for 2 seconds? You will get that information. Also, you'll get the recipient's IP address, their location, and all the geographical coding that goes along with their email service. Kind of neat. You get the recipient's browser and OS name. Interesting. And you'll also Get Notify will tell you all this information in a nice, concise report. Totally free. It can be used for personal emails. It can be used for email marketing, which is kind of nice. And it will work with any email client provider. It tracks multiple emails read. And you can use your own tracking image, a brand right on it, if you so desire. And it's absolutely free. What I think is going to happen here is they're giving this away for free, and at some point in time, they probably will charge you for it. I don't know. That's my guess. I just started using it, and I have, I think, tracked maybe four emails, and it's pretty good. It's pretty impressive, to be honest with you, and I think you will really like it. If you look on their webpage, you'll see right here in the middle of the page that it gives you a nice, concise report, very easy to understand, not a googly thing, and it's instant. The second it's read, you get notified, and I like that. I like that a lot, so you may want to check that out. And now, for our last hoopla, I guess, I have a really cool webpage. I've been fooling around with this thing for a couple hours today, on and off. I really, really like it. And what it's called is Instructables. And it's essentially exactly what I'm saying. So let's take a look at the page here. It's called Instructables. And what you're going to do is type in whatever it is you want to learn how to make. So I'm going to type in cupcakes, because I happen to like cupcakes, and I'm gonna hit return, and boom, there we have all kinds of cupcakes. Not only do you get a picture so you can pick out the ones that you kind of like, and there's all kinds, and there's hundreds of pages of these things. So if I happen to like, if I like this cupcake, a tea cupcake, I get the picture of it here. But then as I scroll down, it tells you exactly what I need, and exactly how to make it. There's my ingredient list. There's add-ons and things like that, and you can actually download the instructions. You have view all steps. It's really a cool thing, and it's just limited to what it is you can think of. So I'm throwing in something crazy, a decoupage. Okay, that's always fun for the kids and make neat projects. So let's see. Boom, there it is. There's all kinds of crazy things here, and you can just look at it and say, hey, I like this or I like that, and it'll tell you how to make it. Here, for example, here's a decoupage picture frame using comics. This is really cool. I like this. I like the style of this, and I don't know anything about it, but I'm going to click on it. Here's my photograph of it. Nice. And as I scroll down, bam, here's my instructions. Here's exactly what I need. Old comics, a pot of decoupage glue, a new and used picture or frame, a glue brush or two, and it just shows you everything that you need. You can download the instructions. You can view all the steps. And then they have people who actually commented, who actually did this, and show you some of their samples that they did. So this page is definitely a lot of fun. If you're looking for projects or things to do with your kids or grandkids, This page is awesome, and it will be in the show notes, and I think that you will like it. So I'm going to sign off right now. Thank you so much for tuning in to the CES 2017 coverage. It was a blast, and I am still hooking up wires and cables, so occasionally here during the show I've pushed a couple buttons inadvertently wrong, but I'm trying to set everything back up like it was, as I mentioned, and I should have that nailed down tomorrow. That, plus a lot of sleep, will put the Gadget Professor back in business. I will see everyone next Thursday evening. Thank you so much for tuning in.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain,
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.